Hey, this is Jim McDonald. Welcome to episode 112 of the PowerCast. This episode is Lauren Conlon and Katie Rutherford. Lauren is an IFBB bikini pro with a background in powerlifting, and she actually still trains as a powerlifter. And Katie is a figure competitor and a USAPL raw powerlifter who's competing at Raw Nationals shortly. It was really interesting to talk to them and get the women's perspective of training for aesthetics versus training for strength. It's a different view, not a dramatically different view, but a different view. Both of them are athletics. Both of them had track backgrounds. So anyway, it was interesting talking to them. It was illuminating, and we enjoyed it. Our sponsors for this episode are HowMuchABench.net, ThePowerMagazine.com, CavemanCoffeeCo.com, that, as I've said before, keeps us caffeinated. We have a lot of coffee products around the office here. Compex USA at ShopCompex.com. We're using those muscle stim units pretty much as often as we can. Mike and Mark and I were lucky enough to be given those and are really enjoying them. And Rogue Fitness. We've had Rogue equipment in the gym for a long time. You probably know that Rogue sells the Slingshot, and they actually ship it around the world. And Mark developed the big wheels, the big deadlifting wheels with Rogue, and they sell them also at Rogue. And if you go through thepowercast.com/Rogue, and when you buy something, it actually benefits us directly, which we definitely appreciate. And now on with episode 112 of the PowerCast. Recorded live at Super Training Gym in West Sacramento, California, the strongest gym in the West, this is Mark Bell's PowerCast. Sponsored by HowMuchYouBench.net, ThePowerMagazine.com, CavemanCoffeeCo.com, and Compex Muscle Stim Products at ShopCompex.com. Alongside Silent Mike and Jim McD, here's your host, Mark Bell.
Yay. Trying to make the world a better place.
The fattest loser.
The fattest loser.
That could be a new one.
So the fattest non-weight loser.
Yeah, I think Bob Harper went on a record and said that he wishes it was like muscle or body fat percentage lost,
right,
and not just weight loss.
Because I'll tell them to not drink water and stuff.
Right. Because it's literally just weight loss. Or they don't like lift real weights.
They're just gaming the system, really.
Yeah. They don't lift real weights.
Right.
What you got, Smelly?
They don't lift real weights?
I got absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all?
I got nothing you want.
All right, well, I guess the show's over already. I was actually a little disappointed.
Is that the shortest show ever?
And that's all the time we have for today, ladies.
I was a little...
It's a wrap.
Nervous that we brought these two guests on, because this is taking two of our five lady listeners and bringing them onto the show, which is a little fucking weird, you know.
Well,
like, we only have five of them, and now we only really have three because two are here.
There's a couple of things that could happen. Our lady listeners could multiply because now we're hanging out with ladies, or they can just, the women could be so pissed and frustrated with us that they all fucking disappear.
Yeah,
we could go to 100% men
bitches
for this one.
Yeah, I know. My YouTube's at like 97% men.
That's crazy.
How do you know that?
Those 3% girls, like, I want to.
We hacked into the mainframe.
No, it
you
shows
go to, like,
you.
Yeah.
We hacked into the main vein.
What?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yep. We did. Light bulb blew off.
Yeah.
No, you can see that stuff.
Yeah, it's two out of the five. So I don't know what the percentage is. That's like fucking 30%.
I appreciate you girls coming on the show with no pants. Unfortunately, the people over there can't see. But
they survived that pants.
That's a good touch. It is kind of cold in here.
It is.
So I understand.
That's why I'm wearing a jacket.
Yeah, it's middle of summer in Sacramento.
Yeah. Mike's got some shrinkage going on over there.
It's kind of cold in here, which is why we're not.
You can't even tell my shrinkage. It's just normal.
You know, somebody commented this week that I always wear such sensible shorts.
Sensible.
Oh, yeah.
What a sensible dresser.
I feel so old right now.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Sensible shorts.
I don't know if it's a compliment or an insult.
I can't tell.
Cargo shorts are sensible.
Yeah,
well, you can put things places.
They're cargo shorts.
See?
It can carry everything.
I have a technology pocket.
Except for a conversation with a lady.
Technology pocket.
Yeah, but my phone does not fit in that technology pocket.
That's like
pocket.
A...
Oh.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. What do you guys think about tearaway shorts? That's Jim's. Jim's shorts are tearaway.
You keep
tearaway.
Joking about this,
like
but there
with, like,
are
the
some.
Down yeah,
there
are. Sure.
There's some actual.
It's just in case the episode gets wild. He's ready.
Just hops on the fucking table.
Or if I have
Magic
to,
Mike 3.
To sprint to the bathroom. Yeah. You know, it really oh, cuts down on the.
That's not bad.
No. No, it's not bad at all.
Right. Yeah. She's yeah. thinking about it.
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
the possibilities.
Would totally work.
Well,
we can use that.
Danny, when he does for weigh-ins, UFC
yeah,
fighter
Castillo.
Castillo, yeah,
he
yeah.
Rips away.
He always has a rip-away tuxedo. Walks out in
like a stripper
every time. Yeah,
that's very stripperish. I haven't seen that's that
great. Every single time.
He should switch it up and go like firefighter, police officer.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
it's always in Vegas too, so it makes so much sense.
Yeah. Yeah, just stripping,
I'll do that.
Stripping down.
I'll do that for a video.
All right, what do you ladies got going on?
Yeah, what the, who are you two?
Well, what do we have going on here? We got Katie Ann right here, right?
Yes.
And we have Lauren Conlon. And what are you girls up to? What do you got going on?
Well.
Why are you
first,
here?
I guess. You first. All right, so.
Why'd you guys force us to do this?
They're like, hey, bitches, we're coming on the podcast.
So we actually were just in Vegas, for the Olympia, and I was just kind of hanging out. Were you just there hanging
yeah.
out?
Yeah.
It was awesome. My first Olympia.
Were you guys, there with any companies or anything, or just kind of hanging?
Nope.
Better Bodies didn't have a booth, so.
Oh, okay.
But
just
yeah, kind of
kicking
out.
It.
I was just
meeting everyone.
Very cool.
Because you guys are bodybuilders?
Yes. So, yeah. So I compete in figure. And then I also compete in powerlifting. So I had a couple figure shows this earlier this year, and now I'm prepping for Raw Nationals. So
a couple weeks now, yeah.
USAPL.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's, oh my God, it might be 3 weeks now. I'm like, oh shit. Every week I'm like, oh, now it's three. Yeah, so that'll be in Scranton, Pennsylvania here in a couple weeks.
Awesome.
Kind of close
Is
to home.
Is that the biggest
you,
meet
yeah?
you've done?
Actually, it's like on the other side of Pennsylvania because I live in Ohio. Oh. So it is about like a, I think like
yeah,
10 hour
Pennsylvania
drive.
Is fucked. Thing. It's like a big giant
I
rectangle.
I know. So it's like, oh, Pennsylvania. It's like really close to Ohio. No, it's actually a 12 hour drive.
Oh, damn.
So I know. So, but it'll be fun. Yeah, this is the biggest meet that I've ever done. So I've done a couple of meets and qualified in both 72 kilogram and 63 kilogram. So, I think I'm going to compete in 63 kilogram, but this is my last year in junior, so that's what I'm really focusing on, doing well in those. And
you made a
as Sarah Palin would say, "Speak American." What in pounds? What is?
Oh,
it?
Okay. I'm sorry. So 60. I'm not speaking American. So 63 kilograms is 138 pounds, and then 72 is 158.
Right.
So typically I walk around at about 145 pounds, and they change the weight classes. So
right.
It used to be 148, which was perfect because I didn't have to cut any
weight.
Yeah,
awesome for some people, terrible for others.
Yeah.
I know, it screwed me over. So, actually, since I'm right around 142 pounds or so.
How much you bench? Let's just get down to it.
Yeah, that's all that anyone really cares.
Why'd you have to ask me about bench first?
I'm sorry.
That's all that matters.
It is.
Okay, well, I'll get it over with. So my best bench is 175 pounds, so I have a poverty bench for my...
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, it's still pretty good.
Yeah, still pretty good.
But in competition, 165. So,
What would not...
Can we talk about squat?
What would...
yes, absolutely.
What would it take to get you out of poverty?
Yeah.
What do you got to
Where's
get?
Where's the line?
Well...
Slingshot.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. Maybe slingshot.
Yeah, but what number makes you a good bencher?
Like 190?
Well, yeah, close to 2.
Yeah,
okay.
But that's probably what make me like
ladies in your weight class are
but
doing.
But that's not that far off.
Yeah, really. You're there.
Oh, God. Well,
I'm 100 pounds
like
off
far
competitive.
To me.
Yeah.
Seems like far to me. But... it all balances out.
It's hard to watch you ladies bench. You guys know that? You guys have any idea that it's not easy for us?
Because it's the angle or something?
Yeah, yeah. There's some angles going on. There's some like crotch in the air and arching. And,
it's like a mini gymnastics fucking thing going on.
Yeah, I used to get pretty self-conscious about it at the gym, but then I was just like, I'm just
And you're like, fuck this. This is awesome. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. I was like, back bend. Sometimes I do like back bend warm-ups. Like,
just because.
Like, I'm just going to show myself to the world. No big deal.
Yeah.
What's up, Instagram? Yeah.
Hey, can we put this bench in front of a mirror?
Want to see
get
myself?
More viewers.
Yeah.
Somebody
Instagram this for me.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
What's Instagram. Your squat?
My best squat is 347. So I hit couple.
Yeah,
couple
you made some of the guys in here really self-conscious.
You surely did.
Oh, I like doing that.
Little gay Sam was upset.
Yeah, that you squat him. You guys are probably the same age. He's in college somewhere.
Okay.
He's probably 23, 22.
Yeah, we're about 23.
And you outsquat him.
Yeah.
And he probably weighs like 170.
He's sad.
Sam, message to you, buddy. You're off the team.
Yeah.
Sorry, don't come back.
A girl outsquats you, then you're gone.
Don't come back. Ever again.
He adjusted my neck the other day, so I'm sorry. I'm going to have to lobby for him to stay on the team.
Let's take a vote.
So he's kind of useful? Wait, what does he do? He does like massage therapy?
He's in school for, something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Him.
I think I actually think everyone here is just really weird, and they're saying like, oh, I'm a chiropractor. Come here, Smelly. Yeah. They just want to touch Smelly and stuff. Yeah, I think that's our whole team.
You're just gullible.
No, I swear. Yeah. I'm a masseuse. Come here, Smelly.
I'm not an athletic trainer.
That's how it works.
That's okay. I go to some of those like sketchy like Asian massage places.
Me too. I do too.
Happy ending.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Happy
ending. Because I'm just like, I'm so fucked up.
There's no Asians in Ohio, though.
What?
I went to Cleveland, and all there is fat white people.
There's a lot of Mexicans. From what I remember.
No, Puerto Ricans.
You haven't been to Columbus then.
A little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah,
Columbus has some diversity.
We have a legit Asian community.
Oh, really?
We have a really good, there's this Asian festival. It's so good because like, the food is amazing. We get a lot of international
students. You haven't been to the Asian
OSU
festival,
too.
Mike.
I'll go.
Yeah. You're screwed.
I'm in.
What about the deadlift? What do we got going on with deadlift?
My best is 363.
Oh, damn.
Strong. Again, there we have listeners that can't do that.
Yeah, my one rep maxes are, I usually can AMRAP a lot because I used to run cross country. I think it's like my endurance.
Yeah, you do reps like a motherfucker, huh? What's your best with like 315 on the deadlift?
315, I think I hit 8.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah. But, and then squat, one time I hit 7. 315 for 7. I was like, I don't know how I do this. And Lane was like, you should be squatting 400. I'm like,
yeah, you're my coach.
I'm like, well, why am I not squatting 400 then?
That's because 400 is heavier than 315.
I just want you to know.
He was like, based on your AMRAP, so apparently my endurance.
I eat 315 for breakfast. Yeah. No. I'm not scared of you.
In curls.
Okay.
I mean, only a little, maybe a little bit.
Okay.
No, actually, I'm terrified.
All nervous.
Kind of like,
so, I was afraid.
You do
I was
physique.
Petrified.
Yes.
Figure.
Yes.
Or figure, I'm sorry.
So I do figure.
Let's define those.
And so,
maybe.
Yeah, there's some differences, and you do bikini, right, Lauren? Mm-hmm.
Lauren, explain the bikini to us.
Yeah, you explain the differences. So
what is there, figure, physique? I guess it depends
bikini's
on federation
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, there like levels?
Yeah, bikini is typically the smallest, I guess you would say.
So
that.
All you do is like plyometrics and push-ups, call it a day,
eat
carrots.
That's what I do.
Carrots and kale.
Shake weight.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the girls just do plyos, but basically
bitches,
bikini,
lift some weights.
Tell them.
Bikini is it's different than the other divisions because for figure and for physique and all that, there's more of a set look. Like you go into it knowing that there's a certain physique that they look for and certain body parts they look for. But with bikini, it's a little bit more open. So all body types are there's more body types that are awarded for looking good.
I heard open and body parts. So I want to go to one of these events now.
Well, yeah,
Mark's never been to
never
a show.
Been?
Any show ever. Jim, have you?
Yeah,
I've been to one.
You'd love
I don't think I'd have the patience
That's
for it.
Surprising.
So yeah, bikini's definitely the smaller one, but they still want certain body. Like you have to have, in the pro league at least, you have to have very, very defined hamstrings and glute and that tie-in. And
you could do that, Mike.
My tie-in's good.
Yeah.
It's really good. I don't have much arms.
You would kill. You would kill bikini, Mike. You would kill
it.
NPC, here you come.
I'm ready. Yeah, what?
Is that the right wording? I don't even know. I don't know what's going on.
ABC. Mike's an ABC pro. What fed are you in?
Yeah, I'm in the IFBB now. So
that's the big dog.
Oh, sweet. That's cool.
Yeah. So I did a few shows. I won the overall nationals last year in November. And
yeah,
then,
Lane Norton was bragging about you yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He said there was 250 female competitors, and you whooped all of them. That's pretty goddamn awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. Yeah, that's typically Nationals is known as one of the bigger shows, and I actually used to do figure, and then last summer I switched because the criteria was kind of changing for what they liked. And then so I decided to go to bikini, and it worked out pretty well. I did a few national shows, and then I won my pro card. So then now I did my first round of the pro circuit all through August. So I was traveling that whole month. So it was pretty.
How do you get like judged and stuff? I mean, I've seen like, just some photos and stuff, but like you're just in a bikini or like what's the outfit? Is there outfits or is it like.
No, there's only one.
Not like a pageant?
No. There is a whole division for that actually, a separate organization.
That's a whole other thing.
Is that a WBEFF or something?
They wear like wings and ball gowns and crazy shit.
I'm into that.
Wings?
Oh, costumes?
Like Victoria's Secret models.
Yeah.
No, we just wear bikinis.
Some wild
and
shit.
Chains, and they came out with whips one time. Yeah. It's really weird.
Yeah, so it's just one bikini and the heels. Figure and bikini wear the heels. Yeah. And then your
figure wears a bikini, but it's like heels. a 90s bikini,
oh,
isn't
like
it?
It's like
high class. Yeah. It's different than the figure.
Not what you wear to the pool.
No. Though it helps with the crystals. The reason it's so high is because it helps with the V taper. So what they're looking for really is symmetry. So
the V stands for
vascularity.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I got that.
But my understanding is these suits are not cheap.
No.
Oh, no.
Definitely not.
And hundreds of dollars.
Would they be good to work out in?
Thousands.
Yeah.
Really?
Depending on how many crystals
you have.
Oh, we could
start that.
Yeah. Is it like a single?
Yeah, guys work out in singlets.
Yeah, no. You can have $1,000-$2,000 for a suit.
Wow.
Yeah,
you guys are called pros, but do you get paid?
No.
Well, here's another question.
Only
so
if you get top three. There's prize money at shows.
Some shows.
If you get top three at a pro show.
Mike is asking because he wants to pay you guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
A dollar here, a dollar there, right?
Wait, what are you paying us for?
I heard high heels.
Yeah, what did we just sign up for?
Sure.
Just showing up. That's all. Just showing up. But do you get suit manufacturers offering you deals to wear their stuff?
Yeah, like sponsors maybe?
There are. You can get that. It's just like any other sponsorship. And typically what the girls do, sometimes they'll give them the suits, and then sometimes they'll just wear them and then give them back and then rent them.
A rental suit? Okay. That sounds gross.
Yeah.
Well, they wash it.
They dry clean them in between.
I'm not wearing his undies.
Yeah.
Even if he washes it.
Again.
Yeah. I've only on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. When I use the bathroom and we share a hotel, you're sniffing through my pants.
Way
probably.
Too many hotel fucking sharing. Mm-hmm. All right, so bikini, a little less muscle, little less defined, not only muscle, but criteria.
Why the high heels? Like the bikini
and
then
and
the high heels.
And they're see-through, aren't they? Or clear heels?
Yeah, they're stripper heels. Mm-hmm. But they make your
life. Oh, they have to be clear?
Yes.
I ordered it from a stripper website.
Yeah, they have to be.
No,
from Bleaser,
you get them. I'm opening a heel store.
Plug the website. What's the website?
Oh, God.
Pleaser.com.
What is it?
Pleaser.com.
Never been there.
Oh, no, I think mine was like Snaz something.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's sketchy.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Katie, we don't know what you're doing.
Mine was pornhub.com/shopping.
No. Oh, my God.
I swear
Pleaser
I shoes.
Oh, we're going there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Oh.
Pleaser USA?
Exactly. Pleaser USA.
Oh. Pleaserstore.com. What are we doing?
Go to Snaz.
50 Shades of Super Training.
Those aren't shoes.
Shoes right next to the dildo link.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there we go.
Wow.
Or Fabulicious.
They have drag queen shoes, which I think is an issue.
If you Google stripper shoes, those are the shoes we wear.
Ah, okay.
If you don't have a shoe sponsor yet, let's get you one.
Okay.
Well, website?
Pleasure.com. You have to wear shoes too?
Hit these girls up.
Figure and bikini. Bikini and figure both wear shoes.
It just makes your legs look better.
Yeah, nice calves. And
right.
No, I mean, I get it. Trust me. I totally understand.
And figure, so...
It is just odd, that's all.
Well, with bikini, you have a little bit more, what would you say, like... individual in your routine
that you can pretty much make up your own routine, so there's comparisons, and then there's your presentation routine.
Not like a set pose.
What
like
about your
front
full,
double
so
body
what about your full package?
Do they do girls bring their best package?
Their best package.
Guys always talk about bringing their best package.
Yeah,
and we don't understand. Yeah. We're
John
power
Anderson
lifters.
Talked about his package.
Yeah, he's like, I brought my best. Hey, about my best package. They're like, what the fuck? What package did the ladies bring?
$56.95. We can get some clear pumps.
That's not too bad.
Well, those are a little high.
What if I want my calves to look?
Oh,
good?
Those are for the sluts.
Yeah. Oh, 3-inch heel slut.
Fucking disgusting. I'd never wear those.
That's like a platform.
Yeah, the platform's a little intense.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
We don't look that trashy.
Not the women's treasure 708.
I would never.
Oh, look at these shoes. Where are we? Where did you take us, Katie?
So, this is crazy, right?
With your
Google brought me here.
Your like bikini, is it
Chic Shoes? That's a
is
huge
there
kind company.
Of a standard so that girls aren't just going up there in like G-strings and shit?
Yeah,
is that kind of
when it
is that sort
first
of the reason
started
for it?
Bikini there weren't really a lot of rules. It's still pretty new. It started in 2009. So
oh, really? I didn't know that.
I didn't realize it was that new.
Fitness used to do like handstands and shit,
didn't
right?
Didn't DLB win the first one at the Olympia?
No, that's physique.
No, I know, but I'm just saying the whole thing, all of it's all fairly new, right?
Yeah.
Right. figure is a what is that
a little
been?
Bit older
since early 2000s probably.
And that was because everyone didn't want to be a bodybuilder.
It went bodybuilding to fitness, and fitness has the
routine.
Are you guys? Yeah, that was the best. My orchestra teacher was that.
You guys will probably really enjoy that.
No, she was jacked. She was like teaching me music. She's jacked out of her mind. She does like fucking handstands.
Is she the one that taught you to dance?
No, but she could dance.
Okay.
It's pretty, yeah. So then that, I think, broke off into figure. So then they introduced figure, and then bikini was before physique, and then physique.
And
so
do the men have a lot of categories too, or is
they now they do?
Started,
huh?
They just started. Another
I'm going to be a classical bodybuilder. Lauren told me
classic physique.
Oh.
Yeah. Get it right.
Yeah, I want to be that.
So now
classic
there's
going to
be three.
Do I have to wear heels?
Year.
No heels.
No, we'll just make you wear.
That'd be really.
I'm
going to
start just cause. The only pants
furry.
Oh, the fat and furry
fat
physique.
Fat and furry bear division.
2016.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Our very good friend Brad Sakana suggested that they introduce a muscle bear division.
Yeah. Where you like don't shave, no tan.
You come out with a cigar, and your routine goes for as long as your cigar goes.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Stomping around stage. Eating while you're
blow cigar smoke in each other's faces. Come out in a flannel shirt. I got it all down. Yeah.
Weird.
You
thought
off.
About this.
Get that Lane Norton beard going. Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Oh my God. But
get it? Beard. Get it? He's married. Beard.
Gay.
Lane Norton. No.
Bear.
Anyway.
Onward.
I'm just being nice.
Pity laughs all day.
Ha ha. Mark Bell's so funny.
not very nice.
Pity laughs. That's great.
I don't know. I think that they should have some sort of like a combination. So like maybe should we like squat on stage? Or,
like, so like Eugene Sandow.
Strength.
Eugene Sandow.
Yeah.
Right. Wouldn't
well,
they?
You could squat in those shoes, right? You can get blow parallel easier, right? You can get the Beyonce thing
squatting
going.
Squatting in heels.
No, why not
so
bring
it's
it back
like
though?
Your physique and then.
Yeah. That's what Eugene Sandow did, right? He would pose down. They'd pose down on Friday and then they'd lift off on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a point system. That's how this all. That's how this whole thing started.
You definitely couldn't bench in those outfits. Oh, I mean, you could, but you can't.
Yeah. Well,
you can and you can't.
We couldn't live stream it. It would have to be rated R.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 7-second delay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't bench in a bikini.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, could I?
Oh, yeah.
I'll try it.
Oh, yeah. You could deadlift in it. It might give you like a little boost out of the bottom, that little wedgie.
Yeah, just
that's true.
A little wedgie deal.
Well, and the men's suits have a little, you know, pocket for.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
They have a pocket to carry shit?
A no. dick pocket.
Oh.
A dick pocket.
Oh, I don't need that. I'll be fine.
Some of them have little pockets and some of them have regular pockets.
I'll take an extra large briefs with extra small
the magnum pocket.
So there's four categories for chicks mainly.
Well,
bikini,
and
figure, physique, bodybuilding?
They stopped. Well, they're trying to get away from bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. They didn't have it at the Olympia, actually.
Oh, I didn't. What's her name? Iris?
Iris Kyle retired last year.
Oh, I didn't know that. Best bodybuilder of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So, so what do you think of that? Does it feel discriminatory? Does it feel... How does it feel?
Like, you guys don't want to be bodybuilders, but you probably at least respect it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, 100%. Right. And I really thought that they would still have it there. I know they're trying to get away from it, but I thought that they would still... Because at that level, there's still a lot of people. I mean, fitness... You have to think about it, too. Like, a lot of the... Fitness is a relatively small category. When you go to these NPC shows, they're... Usually not anyone there. But then you go to the Olympia stage and it's like the best in the world. And then half of them, they said, actually were from other countries.
How much steroids are you guys on?
A lot.
It sounds like I am. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that voice. That's what I'm talking about.
It's so awful.
Yeah.
We've been traveling.
Excuse me.
I know.
Clears her throat and she talks deeper.
Me and Lane always joke that he has a higher pitch voice than I do.
He actually does.
He does for
sure. But that's more against Lane.
He's only half natty, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know which half, but...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's his legs.
So you guys just take all the steroids? Just
all of them.
All of them. Yeah.
Gallons. Our friend Gio told us she took gallons of Anavar.
Yeah, gallons.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Your
jug
protocol.
Of drugs.
Oh, jug
hashtag
of drugs.
Hashtag jug of drugs. Oh, that's like a thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So
that's what that jug is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have a couple of
a weird
there.
Pink bottle. They always walk around together.
Yep.
That's I knew it. Yeah. I could tell. Would you ever do bodybuilding? Because you can't be. You're probably not that far off, are you?
Or, oh gosh, yes.
Oh, even the natural bodybuilding.
You're like, Well, for natural,
is there natural girls bodybuilding?
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Right.
They're just like 0% body fat.
Right.
Not as big, obviously, as like untested.
Right. So natural, usually the standards are you have to be more conditioned, just because you're. Yeah. I mean, it's
would a natural bodybuilding female be like bigger than you or what?
Yes.
Like 10 pounds heavier or something. 10 pounds more muscle or something, or
oh gosh,
yeah. I mean, there's not really a lot of them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's not. It's not.
I know it's just natural. It's just like tested or whatever. But
I think with the new divisions too, both in the NPC and also in the natural divisions, it's more kind of going with what society is.
Fitness model look.
Right. Because girls, they want to look good. Right. They want to have some muscle because they know it. You know that looks great. But then they also want to look feminine.
Yeah, it seems like some of these divisions are to like you know somebody at some point said, hey, you know what? Some of these bitches are getting kind of ugly. let's try to figure this shit out a little bit differently.
Yeah. Sex appeal.
It started creating some different categories.
Yeah.
It actually kind of happens in CrossFit. Like the harder they make CrossFit and the more heavy weights that they lift, the bigger kind of sometimes are, stranger the women start to look a little bit. Right. You know, they start to get a little compromised, I guess you'd say.
Well, in bikini, actually, about 50% is judged on everything besides your package.
Right.
Huh?
So... I mean, everything from your hair, your makeup, how pretty you are. Mm-hmm.
Ugly bitches in bikini.
They're not writing down like, oh, not attractive, but it just the whole look is and posing is huge, and how you walk and everything like that is judged. So it's not just your physique.
How do you like learn all that shit?
Yeah, maybe we could do a video. You could teach me. Oh, teach me a bikini walk.
You got to have like a coach teaches you or like.
She's actually my posing coach. So we did Should I start talking
about this? Of course.
I don't know where this is going to go. So we do, like, since she lives in Florida, we do, like, Skype posing sessions.
Okay.
Because my...
Zip.
Sorry, all my clothes are in the laundry. Sorry, Lauren.
Yeah, everyone
just... what goes on.
All the guys just pulled their pants down. Like, this is going to be good.
So since
Mark, shut up.
Oh, God. Maybe I shouldn't have brought that up. So since she used to do figure, and she has had more experience on the national level with posing, so she helped me. That's my, like, my weakness. Like, I love going in training, like, go lift forever and power lift, and then the girly stuff, I'm like, I don't know. You know, like, the hair and the makeup and everything. Because it all plays into how you present yourself on stage. And two, with the posing, you have to make sure you're posing in a way that best presents your physique.
Yeah.
So each person is going to be a little bit different. Like for me, my legs are a little bit more dominant, so I had to work on not making them look so intense.
Disproportional. Compared,
you're right, as opposed to my upper body. Right. So it's really individual to each person. And then, so she helped me out with posing. So we did posing sessions, and then it all just. And then it's just a lot of practice. Oh, my gosh. So much practice.
Every day.
And it's really it's interesting.
Day. It's exhausting, right?
If you've never posed before, you'd be like, oh, it's just posing. But it is exhausting. So
hard. Yeah, it's pretty hard when we're taking our selfies. I get pretty tired, too.
So imagine that times like 1,000. Yeah.
Is it different? Like, is a pose different than like flexing? Because you're probably not, especially for you, bikini, you're probably not like flexing, right?
Well, for me, I'm a little bit more muscular than some of the other girls. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell, though, because in the pro league, some of the girls are just really jacked.
Yeah. I feel like I fit in more with a bikini on.
I mean, pro. Seriously, some of the girls,
or
it's like...
the they have as much, you know,
I'll be backstage,
legs.
I'm like, oh, jeez. So sometimes I do have to pose up or pose down, depending on where I'm at. But it's more about just kind of holding everything together, and then you have to remember that they're looking at this too.
Right.
So you have to still be like super pretty and smiley.
Can't have fart
but,
face on.
You can't show the strain of the pose in your face.
No.
Is there any weird things you guys do in preparation for it? Like, do you wear like Spanx or some shit? Like, I don't know. I have no idea what goes into preparation.
Spanx? Yeah. Wait, what the hell is that?
Hold everything in.
Yeah, just like any weird trick.
Yeah, you do anything like to make your waistline smaller.
That's a
or like I don't even know what that is.
We are team no squeam.
Yeah, we don't
no
wear
squeam?
Any of that.
Team no squeam.
But do people do that?
Oh
yeah.
That's what I mean. Bikini.
And what is that? What's a squeam? I don't know what that is.
It's basically this.
It's like a torture.
Like a corset?
Device. It's
a corset.
Not like a corset at all.
No.
It's this latex. I mean, it looks like a corset.
Now there's one that's publicly available and like popular. Yeah,
it's
like
supposed to help you lose weight.
Yeah, okay.
They are. And then what? So a lot of times, you know, they're very soft-sided, and
right.
and it's okay if you do stuff like that for like. You know, you wear a few hours, right? Okay, right. I get it. Mm-hmm. But then what happens is, like anything with bodybilding, people take it like from here to like through the fucking right. roof. So yeah. they go from wearing it a few hours a day to 24 hours a day and three of them.
We need Lane Norton science to see if this fucking works. Or
no,
not.
He hates them.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
He hates them more than we do. But
does it actually do anything?
Yeah, it does.
There's like mixed results. Right. I think a lot of people who see success with them, which is kind of like anything, mm-hmm. they already have small waists and wide hips, so then they wear it and it just kind of accentuates it more.
Yeah. Do you think it makes you lose some water in that it area just, maybe just, for like a limited time? Maybe not.
I don't
but it actually I don't know. I saw somewhere Lane like posted something about it displacing organs.
Well, that's
and,
real oh. corsets.
Yeah,
right.
But like, some of these yeah, people maybe. Wear it to so the, tight. Yeah, they wear it so yeah. That it's like yeah, yeah. it actually could, and it could be, you know, yeah. dangerous.
Again,
so
wear one every once in a while. Don't wear 3 24 right. hours a day. Yeah. It's just the, you know.
Yeah.
Use your brain. Talking
to use your
I have one on right now. I have a 36-inch waist just popping out over here.
Yeah, what's I mean, it's pretty ridiculous.
What's the goal, for the proportions? Like, you're going to talk about proportions, like trying to be little in the middle, but you got much back type thing? Or what do we got?
Especially for bikini.
Yeah, so you want your hips to be like
LA
your
face
your
with
butt.
An Oakland booty?
Yeah.
They want the
ass
smallest
so fat
weight.
As mega baby?
We can keep going, ladies, all fucking day.
Waist as small as possible, and then, you know, really
catastrophic old. Assness going on. Just
basically.
Yeah. Serena Williams.
Yeah.
What and would Serena
she
be?
She has a really good ass.
Figure?
She'd be a bodybuilder.
She's really jacked.
Yeah. Some of it's kind of genetic, right? Like, each of these categories, like Mark said, kind of like, well, kind of, let's make this. Well, I'm hot, and these girls are ugly. Let's make this one. And then also, it's kind of like genetics. Like, well, not every girl's this jacked, and not every girl's
right.
this, like, pretty or whatever. Let's fill everything in.
So there's
in
something for everyone, yeah. I guess you could say. Or something that everyone can work on.
They have a chubby division?
That would be amazing.
Like the girls come out like a,
we're gonna get,
like a bathing
yeah, we're gonna
suit.
Get flamed because like fat like shaming one, such like yeah. a hot topic right now. We're yeah. gonna get fucking flamed, but it's all right. Let's talk about fat girls in bikinis.
Okay.
We've talked about worse.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Well,
you said there will be a chubby division in like within the next 5 years.
Probably so.
There has to be
well,
a plus
they
size.
Have a plus size. Yeah, why not? Miss America.
Yeah, that's what
well,
I mean.
They do?
There'll be a plus size bikini and bodybuilding very soon, and I'll fucking sign up.
I would be flattered,
bro. We don't have to diet. We just fucking eat. That's it.
Yeah. Yep.
But like that one girl has such a furry chest.
That's a weird name, Mark, for a girl.
Stop it.
Very odd. Great nipples though.
Different
nipples on that guy. I mean, girl.
So to flip that, then you were talking about how everybody sort of takes it, not everybody, but some people take everything too far. Mm-hmm. What about body fat, taking it down?
Yeah, what's
it would seem like there was there's probably a good opportunity for eating disorder associated with the sport.
Well, a lot of people, I feel, come into the sport, they've already had eating disorders because it draws those personalities.
Uh-huh.
No matter how you diet, whether it's a meal plan, whether it's super flexible, whether it's whatever it is, it's extreme at some level,
right?
What we do is more extreme than the average person.
Well, it's a sport, right? It doesn't become, it's not health anymore.
Right.
We're all competitors.
Right.
So I think it draws in people who are a little bit more, you know, have disordered eating past, or it can cause eating disorders. And
like your boyfriend over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, why is he so fat?
The big bear.
rubbing his belly.
So I think that, and it also depending on if you have a horrible coach and you have a horrible experience through the shows, because we hear the horror stories, especially with bikini, because people come in, they're like, I want to do something. I want to be a part of something.
Right.
Oh, 12 weeks to get fit for this show.
Broccoli and fish.
Right.
And then somebody who doesn't know you, doesn't know your body, puts you immediately 1,200 calories, 2 hours of cardio, and then you look good for the first show, and then you eat a lot afterwards, and then you're like, oh my God, what? I don't look like I did on the day of the show, which
I fucking
you're usually
told you,
not.
Mike.
I know. Yeah. I've been going through this crisis myself.
He's like, I'm feeling fat. I'm starting Monday. I'm doing 1,200 calories.
Yeah. 2 hours.
He's out there running sprints.
Yeah, I'm on a diet water diet.
Diet water. Yeah.
You haven't had diet water.
There's
before.
There's a lot of crying in Mike's diet. Do you guys have that? Like, in
I'm
your
trying
diet?
To shed water weight and release my emotions. So
burns
I
burns calories. Too.
I cry every single night.
Binging, crying.
That's what Mark told me to do. He's my coach. So, Mike, it's all right.
Cry it out, buddy.
If you want to be the best, just cry.
Well, so, it's emotional attachment to food, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Ben and Jerry.
So, you know Stan Efferding. You guys know who Stan Efferding is. So he was on the show earlier in the year, and he basically said, if your coach's solution is less food and more cardio, punch him in the face.
Yeah, he had a great podcast. That's when I was like, wow, Stan,
you don't have to pretend like you listen to our podcast just because you're on it.
When I'm doing my cardio, I get really excited when there's a new one. But yeah, I mean, a lot of times people don't like to think for themselves, so they like when someone tells them what to do.
Right.
But that can cause a lot of problems in the long term. You know, the first few shows you do, that's fine, but then at what point does your body give out? Because it will at some point. And some people are more resilient, and then other people aren't. And so you really just have to kind of know your body, think
for yourself.
Main
recommendation is screaming, steroids, and more food.
Yeah.
For bikini.
Write that down, all three lady listeners.
I'm just trying. I just want to be involved. So,
yeah.
Well, I think too, you have to find something that's sustainable.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, these plans, it's like these extreme diets, and sure, anyone who follows a 1,200 calorie 2-hour
probably gonna lose some weight.
Oh, yeah. Anyone's gonna lose weight. But the thing is, then, especially if it's a meal plan, a lot of times people get so used to this structured meal plan where they're following this, you know, same foods over and over and over.
They can't freelance the program,
right?
At all.
Then afterwards, they're like, "Well, what do I do? I'm not dieting anymore." So then it kind of becomes the extremes. And I used to fall into that category too, where I was like trying to follow these restrictive diets, except, you know, all
you
this
just
stuff.
Stop thinking for yourself,
right? And then I was like, "Well, after I lose weight, then what do I do?" You know, because and we really, I mean, I think the main thing is a sustainable problem that we have in the fitness industry in terms of diet. It's not really a weight loss problem; it's a weight maintenance. Because I see so many girls who go up and down and up and down in weight, and it's, you know, a lot of times stemming from these extremes.
Yeah,
and we talked about this with Lane, not only within the industry, but America's problem.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But
Lane's nerdy with stats, but he said something about people losing weight easy.
Right, like 95% of diets
here
fail.
We go with nerdy stats. Bunch regain, of smart people in here.
Weight regain is a huge issue, which is why I have actually structured my research after that, and I'm hoping to find something.
Wait, you're a nerd too?
I'm in grad school, yeah. I'm not
you're
as nerdy.
In school? What the hell?
Whoa. So,
not as nerdy as Lane, but.
What degree are you pursuing?
Exercise science.
Okay.
So I got my undergrad in that, and then now I'm doing my master's also. And we've structured a weight loss diet and then a weight, I don't want to say weight regain period, but post-diet follow-up to see what happens.
A way to kind of maintain something.
So basically it's either you were put on a meal plan or you were put on macros, and this was all randomized, and they were told to do everything else the same, just follow the diet for 10 weeks, and then we were going to track them afterwards. Mm-hmm. So next week I will do the
monitor
first
weight.
The first post-diet follow-up, actually, week of testing. So that'll be interesting to see the people who lost a whole
Very
bunch
cool.
of weight.
How many subjects?
We started with 39, and we finished the diet with 30, which doesn't sound like a lot.
Do people die? Where'd they go?
But you would think.
They
you could just
disappear?
Answer my email. If you're listening, you could have answered my email.
Yeah, Bob.
But
ruining the whole fucking experiment, Bob.
People, it's really hard to recruit for these kind of things.
Yeah.
To get anyone to do anything for a week, let alone, do this for 20 weeks. They're like, fuck you.
20 weeks? That is a lot.
You're asking a lot of us.
Yeah. I didn't so it was literally a diet, and then that's all you had to do, and then just come back
Check in
for
here
some
and there.
Testing, you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's all this really cool information we're getting. Well, I think it's cool, but and we're looking at, you know, their body fat, their body composition.
What do you guys use, Bod Pod or something?
No, I actually do the ultrasound machine, so we can actually measure the millimeters of fat thickness.
Oh, sign me up.
And well, we come
Does it
Florida.
Go to 30%?
Like, we've never seen this before, Mark. You're off the charts.
No, I do his. It's
Your
okay.
fat thickness is
You do.
Mark
too
got
high.
It.
You do it on Ryan?
No.
Put him on blast. What is it? He just starts
He's
laughing.
He's laughing. 87%.
No response.
Someone scored a perfect 100 on their body fat percentage.
Wow. Hey, now.
Even their bones are made of fat.
Fat percentage of Swiss cheese.
Yeah, so I'm hoping, you know, that we find something, and then that this kind of carries over to showing if there is relationships between how you diet and how you regain weight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to find. Mm-hmm. And we know anecdotally through coaching, and then we know anecdotally through competing and just hearing all these stories, but there's really not much in the literature. So I'm hoping to contribute to that, and then that gets other people to start
doing more.
I mean, for me personally, when I used to follow a meal plan or something like that that was very restrictive, I was up and down at like 20 pounds easily in weight. Mm. But I've been able to maintain my weight pretty consistently for, I mean, ever since I started flexible dieting and doing macros and being able to make those choices for myself. Because then, you know, when you're in a, you know, life happens, like you travel.
Like we ate ice cream sandwiches last
night. Yeah, last night. Whoa, I had a, what was mine?
You had a taco, cream taco.
Weird.
What was that?
I'm glad I was there to see that.
Oh, yeah. You witnessed it.
Yeah, you had trouble swallowing it.
Yeah, I think Lane got a picture.
Yeah.
I think he did.
Yeah, yeah. It just kept getting worse.
It's too big.
I was like, I can't put it in. Okay, I'm done.
All right.
So when you know, life happens, you can't always be on a meal plan. Obviously, when you're traveling, you can't be eating tilapia and asparagus and rice, you know, everywhere you go.
If you're dedicated, you can. Fuck that.
Hardcore. That's right. You know, being able to have something that you can do just because your diet should fit around your life. You know, your life should not be controlled by your dietary restrictions. Right. So that's kind of...
you don't want to be a bummer every time you go out to dinner with people.
Right. Oh, I can't have this because I can only have asparagus.
We were all being pretty flexible and we killed our server last night.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Did we all get sirloin?
Pretty much.
Yeah, for some reason at that place too, they don't really like substitution. Yeah, I think that's the main problem. Almost every place in California is pretty accommodating, but for some reason that spot is like they get flipped out. Yeah, no, he gets it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He's into working out and stuff.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah, he was funny.
Yeah, I think everybody got steak except for 100% body fat behind me. Got like a fried chicken sandwich
Like
or something.
Pulled pork or something?
I don't know. He got something I never seen before.
Yeah, special menu.
Like, what the fuck is
bro,
that?
Bro, whatever you got back there, fry it. Bring it out on a bun.
And whatever else anyone didn't eat, and then he was just taking it.
Yeah, that's right. I got two desserts. We're
you guys
all
went no butter. Everybody went no butter. Yeah, no butter.
It was like fancy butter, too.
Oh, you should always have fancy butter.
Yeah. I don't know. I had a weird name in front of me.
Isn't like a big part of your diet is just to, you know, limit the amount of fat because you guys are really trying to follow, you know, something specific for your calories? Like the fat ends up being...
So everyone's a little different. It's kind of... That's what's great about macros. And for me, I personally like more fat than I do carbs. I mean, I like carbs.
Right.
But I... prefer fat.
Is that by
but you got to kind of pick one or the other, basically,
well,
right?
At some point, I always say, for me at least, when I diet, at some point everything goes. You know what I mean? My calories are very low when I diet.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Towards the end, and no matter what I do, carbs and fat are low. But for the majority of the diet this time, actually, we would cut carbs faster, and then I kept more fat in until the very end.
You guys both do flexible dieting. You guys are both coached by Lane Norton. Just
you both do some coaching yourself.
We didn't say that yet, so I just want to make sure we... get that out there.
For you having a little bit higher fat or whatever, obviously it's all kind of, like you said, dependent.
But still higher fat's probably, what, 60 grams, 80 grams, 100?
Oh, yeah. Not when I'm dieting. That would be off-season more.
Yeah.
But I would probably, I think I started around 60, and I usually try to cap it around 30 towards the end.
Yeah, not get too crazy. Is that for your taste buds, or is that for how your body responds? And how about most people out there that are trying to track their stuff?
I think both. I think of a few things. One, I prefer fat. Two, I think it's easier to eat if you're somebody who is traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. It's easier, in my opinion, to eat things that are low carb, high fat. I mean,
I'm always short on my carb macros when I travel, but fat, it's easy. You know?
It's just easy, and it's easy to pack. It's easy. Right. I think it's easier to follow.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to get like a potato or rice than you would think for some reason. I don't
know why, but cheese all over it.
Without knowing how it's cooked and prepared.
Right. Especially
it's easier
if you're coming up on a competition.
Yeah.
And I think my body responds well to fat. And
whereas I'm the opposite.
She likes
my body responds great to chicken wangs.
I do really good with pizza. It's weird. I guess we all each have our thing.
So I think it's very, you have to know, and then you have to, if you are working with someone, you have to tell them, like, listen, I prefer this because consistency is number one. And if you're not going to, if Lane were to be like, oh, no, screw you, you need more carbs, they'd be like, I kind of want more fat.
It's very individual to the person. Like, you need to, you know, and each person, too, the number one thing is consistency. So, if you know, if having more fat in their diet, if they really prefer fat, then, you know, give them more fat as a, or the ratio.
Then they're
going to
actually stick to that.
Right.
So kind of your point, Katie, is... If you can maintain your body weight for a period of time and be consistent with your training, you're probably going to see some pretty good changes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, unless you're like real, real heavy or something like that.
Yeah. Being consistent is always
the number one hierarchy.
Right.
But it's the hardest thing to do. Mm-hmm. Again, people like extremes, and people, especially in this industry, I think extreme people are attracted to it. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's,
exactly. It's all about self-denial.
I mean, I deal with that too. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just a very extreme person. So I'd rather, it's easy for me to be like, oh, full out off season, full out contest prep.
What kind of weight changes do you guys undergo? Like, how much do both of you weigh, first of all?
She doesn't. I do.
You guys weigh, what, 140? Some 130?
I don't know what I weigh right now, but approximately. I get really tiny for the shows because I have to for bikini.
Right.
So my body doesn't like to
but
be
a
around.
Shift of 10 pounds or 15 pounds?
Around that, 15. Yeah. I mean, I would say probably, because I typically compete around 125.
So what happens after the competition? So you weigh 125. You want to eat everything under the sun. You hate Ryan. He's gross. He's fat.
He's eating fried burgers.
He's eating fried burgers in your face. Like, when it's over with, you get like, do you go through some sort of depression? Do you get, you know, do you get, do you eat a ton of food and then get like sad about it and stuff? Or like, kind of what goes on after the
eating
show?
Eating ice cream on the elliptical to try to fucking counterbalance everything.
I gotta throw this up.
Well, for me, my weight doesn't fluctuate that much.
I think jacked.
Well, I've been able to, ever since I've worked with Lane, I mean, I did have to get relatively low in my calories prepping the first time, which was last year for my first show. Though relatively low, I think the lowest my calories ever went was like 1,700, which is actually very high for a female.
Yeah.
You know, for getting competition lean, you know, really low body fat percentage. So I have a very adaptive metabolism, I think, is, you know, and just my body really responds well to reverse dieting. So it's been very interesting over the past year because with Lane, we've...
It's a name for that, when women are allowed to eat a lot and they're lean.
Yeah.
It's called being a bitch. That's what other women call it.
Oh, so thanks.
Other women are listening right now. They're like, 1,700 calories, God damn it.
So, right now I'm eating probably about like, I don't know, like 2,300 calories or so and maintaining weight. But
that's really good.
Yeah. And, you know, maintaining, I usually on stage, I'm about 100 and... high 130s, like 139, 140. And right now I'm about, I fluctuate anyway. My fluctuations are terrible because my sodium is like over 1,000. Or the level is over 1,000.
Sodium.
Like,
you know
I'm
what
like,
I mean, Smelly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anavar. Mm-hmm. D-ball.
Yeah, lots of stuff makes me fluctuate.
Stuff. Saltivar.
So my weight is typically anywhere from like 141 pounds to 146. It really depends.
Depending on your poops.
Yeah.
Yeah, girls poop.
And fiber.
Yeah. All that. Yeah. Girls poop, right, Smelly?
Do you guys poop?
Sometimes.
It happens. Only shit happens.
Yeah.
Lauren doesn't poop. That's weird.
No, I do.
Oh, all right.
Once a month?
Yeah.
Like, that's something
that's what they talk about, right? Once a month.
Yeah, once a month.
Yeah, they just poop.
I don't think that's what they're talking about.
That week
about.
They're really cranky.
Somebody had a pee story. Was it you?
Oh, yeah. That's me.
Tell your pee story. Share your piss with us.
Well, as females, sometimes, well, you guys probably have seen
powerlifting
meets. Yes. You know, you and have know issues with
the deadlift,
leakage.
Usually?
Yes.
Yes.
In the deadlift. So this was last year. I mean, it's like something that no one talks about it, but it's like every single girl that I've ever. Yeah.
It happens quite a bit in CrossFit, like with double unders and some other exercises.
Yeah.
That
Yeah. So, especially since we drink like freaking
a lot
of liquid, you know, all our drugs. So it was last year at VIP camp, and I was an attendee at Lane's camp, and I think it was my first VIP camp. So, you know,
it's like, oh, great.
I was like, you know, and then
last time they asked you back.
Yeah. So it was in Canada. Yeah, it was in Canada. And I was doing a deadlift AMRAP, and, you know, everyone's around me, and everyone's getting amped up, and I was doing like 315, and, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm, you know, nervous.
I'm a machine.
Was, yeah, and Lane was like, film me. I was like, oh my God, I guess I'm going to be on his YouTube. And okay, I better like fucking get my shit together. So I went to go deadlift, and it was my last set, and, you know, deadlift AMRAP, and which is as many reps as possible. And so then on like, I think it was like the fourth rep, I just like pissed all over the floor. I was like, I just stopped and I was like, well, I just peed. And then I think he has it on video.
That'd
so yeah, so that was kind of my introduction to the
group,
to the Norton like
bring
group.
A change of underwear with you at all times is your recommendation.
Yeah,
what's that movie? It's an Adam Sandler movie. My Boy or something. It's like a whatever crappy Adam Sandler movie. But his son like shit himself, I think, when he was a kid. So then now he carries around underwear all the time with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not a bad
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, so, yeah, females out there, if you, you know, double
get a spare
yeah,
or something.
Just
bring some extra, extra shorts.
Or don't
yeah.
wear underwear, maybe.
Yeah. No, it's still going to be the same problem.
Well,
you're going to
yeah.
need spare shorts?
If you think about it.
Yeah, spare shorts.
Yeah,
then you only
shorts.
Need spare shorts and not pair, spare shorts and
or
pants.
Spare leggings.
Is there anything yeah. that girls do for that? Like, have you guys heard it? Like, do girls use, like, a maxi pad or
oh,
something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah. Oh, okay. yeah. Yeah, like at the you're like, I don't know.
This doesn't happen
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, at my last meet. Well, I think it's more with powerlifting because
yeah.
you're close to your one rep max, so
right.
obviously those yeah. types of fiascos
can yeah, lower happen. Abdominal
yeah.
wall.
Sumo yeah. deadlifting.
Especially with the belt, you know, you're working
oh, yeah,
out.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a lot of pressure there. So
you're really
yeah.
just leaving it all on the platform.
Yeah, you know, I'm just
yeah.
whatever. It's you know, everyone deals with it. No, usually at powerlifting meets, you can find
yeah,
someone
yeah.
With yeah. supplies.
I might need that for my butthole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I need some
bench. So that's guys' problem.
Yeah, maybe
oh, you
a,
didn't know.
Maybe
yeah,
a,
we
maybe
shit
a,
ourselves every time we bench,
or just every time we watch football, or
yeah.
just anything. Yeah.
Every hour.
Yeah.
That's Lane when he's
I'd probably
squatting.
Have to use, probably
yeah.
have to use a tampon.
Yeah,
I've never seen anyone go to
yeah,
the bathroom more.
He told us
yeah.
that. He shits every set.
He's full of shit.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad that he told us because I was thinking, is he going to the bathroom to like snort something?
Yeah.
Or is
get
it
all fired up back
is he,
there?
Is he looking at technique videos?
Drugs.
I mean,
it's all the.
Yeah. It's
just shitting his brain.
He's just full of shit. So
every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So what's a normal like training week look for you guys? You guys both kind of train like powerlifters.
She fully does.
Yeah. yeah. But people are like into splits and sets and reps. So just give them an idea. Yeah. We'll start with Lauren of like a week.
So typically I
doesn't have to be
do
too detailed. Just whatever.
Three leg days, and I usually start with a compound lift. So I typically will do squat, deadlift, or hip thrust variations. I'm really big into variations. I actually started when I started training like powerlifter. I started with conjugate, so I've always loved variations. And I don't necessarily do like max effort dynamic days anymore, but I still use the variations.
Yeah,
and
you're doing
I
some box squats the other day.
I love box yeah. squats. So I'm big into you know just kind of the compound lifts, but targeting them towards my weaknesses and. Definitely I'm more quad dominant for what I need to look like physique wise, so I try to focus more on glutes, hamstrings. And then so I'll do one or two compound lifts and then I do accessory work afterwards and again focusing on those areas.
So a little bit of like a power bodybuilding type thing, like you got
exactly.
a barbell movement or two and then two or three assistance exercises and then you're out.
Exactly. Right. And I really like it. I've always kind of used that as the way my training foundation has gone. And then when I was doing figure, I focused obviously more on my upper body, but now it's mostly two to three upper days, but it's mostly just shoulders with a little bit of something else.
No bench?
I was benching for my meet. I don't bench too much anymore. I have a really big arch, so my back's usually a little bit tweaked up, and then that bothers that.
Yeah, it messes
and
up
I,
your squats or deadlifts.
And I hate not benching with the arch, like I just don't want to do it. So not too much bench right now, but usually like I said shoulders, and then I'll usually do my cardio on those days, or sometimes I'll even do cardio squats or deadlifts. So I'll just do high volume, lightweight, little rest.
So a lot of it is genetics in a way, and because both of you guys power lift, but both of you guys look different. You know, you don't look insanely different, but you look different. So like a lot of the girls, you know, they'll say, oh, I don't want to power lift because I don't want to like bulk up. And then Lane's always like, well, your bulk, you're talking about just being like bigger or fatter.
Right.
It's not necessarily
it's
just...
It's hard to tell people that, like,
right.
No, you're just overweight.
Yeah.
You know, when they say, oh, I tried
yeah,
this.
It's like,
and
no,
I,
you just
I'm
need
like,
to lose
just
10,
tell them right now.
Pounds.
There's
right.
a couple ladies listening. You're probably just overweight if you're eating a lot and you're squatting
yes.
a lot. Eat less
yeah.
and squat
yes.
more.
Yeah.
You can... You know, you have to be lean first before you say something made you bulky or not.
Right.
Just being off season
right.
makes you bulky, which is fine. You know what I mean? Like, there's a time and a place for everything.
She's talking to you
but
over there, buddy.
But it's definitely not the training.
Ryan's been in a 20-some-odd year bulking phase.
Yeah, where the hell did you get that Ben and Jerry's? It's 9 in the morning.
Ryan's always bulking, which is not nice
perpetual
when I'm
bulk.
Dieting, but because I'm perpetually dieting, so it's not nice. But yeah,
is he sensitive to that at all, or does he just eat?
No, I heard a story. I'll even tell the story.
He's laughing.
You were on the way to the gym or something. You're in prep, and he made you feed him.
Oh no!
Hamburgers.
No. Oh no! Hold on. This gets better.
What an asshole.
We were on our way to my third show. Okay, driving to the show, I have to go to the bathroom.
This year?
Mm-hmm. In Naples. Oh my God. On the way to the show, it's raining. I have to go to the bathroom. He gets a triple steak burger and a frozen custard.
Whoa.
And so I'm like, oh.
Wow, that's on the way to your show.
I'm like, this is nice, right? Whatever, just sitting there trying.
That's some real fat guy food, by the way. Frozen custard.
Frozen custard.
Couldn't have ice cream.
Height and weight over there.
Ice cream is way too low-cal.
Height and weight.
6'2".
There you go.
6'2".
A pure man.
So then it's pouring, right? And he's trying to drive and eat, and then he's clearly struggling, but I don't care. And then he was like, you know, I was going to ask if you could feed me. Yeah. And I just flipped out and wanted to throw the food on him. So he ate it himself, and we managed to get there.
So that was a fetish thing, right?
And you're eating lettuce for a week.
Yeah.
In the air.
But it's good. I mean, it's
a little bit of water.
You know,
Is that normal for him? Does he normally ask you to feed him?
That isn't normal, but I normally make his food. But, you know, I think a lot of people get miserable when
they
die.
Brian, you're going to have 2 chicken breasts tonight and some water. That's your... He's like, I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't like chicken breasts. He's like, no, this is what you're
eating. You're going to eat it and you're going to like it.
No, he doesn't like chicken, but...
Pour some mustard on it, buddy.
You know, we sign up for what we do, you know, because, I mean, I like dieting. You know, it gets pretty strenuous, you know what I mean, especially with the training, because I try to keep the training up, because once the training goes down, that's when you see more of the metabolic issues.
Right.
I believe, personally, for myself, if I stop training, and I can afford to eat more when I train pretty hard, and then, you know, vice versa. So I try to keep the training up, but when I am, you know, in a deficit towards the end, it just kind of, it takes a hit.
They get tired.
It just, you know, the sessions get shorter because I'm just drained. You know, I try to keep the intensity up, but then keep the sessions moving.
Why do you think powerlifting is important, especially for chicks?
A lot of reasons.
Well, yeah. I mean, it depends which way you take it, you know, because there's both physique benefits and also the mental aspect of it, too. So
I think that's something that's missed is mm-hmm. the physique benefits. If you can lift more weight, if you make yourself more strongerist over a period of time,
more
you're going to be like... You're going to be able to handle more weight in other exercises.
And then your booty will grow.
Being able to handle more weight is going to help with hypertrophy and so on, right?
Right.
And I think people think that if, I'm going to do powerlifting, I'm going to lift 1 to 3 reps, and they imagine these, like, fat guys sitting down 10 minutes in between their sets. It's like, no, that's
how
not
rude.
I wonder who they're thinking about when they do that.
So, like, I'm watching Super Training Gym.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people... think you have to only do that, whereas the way that, you know, she does accessory work also, and like that can be high rep, that can be high volume, but not necessarily heavy, so you can mix it,
right?
And it's not just, you know, I guess the stereotypical powerlifting workout. And your glutes are a muscle, everyone, so you want to train them
exactly
right,
and not just do plyos.
I think that too, it teaches you the foundation that you need for the other lifts as well. Like for me, I know when I started squatting and deadlifting and kind of got into powerlifting, it was like I learned so much technique and I was explosive, so then that kind of, I'm surprised you guys didn't take that anywhere else. Is that explosive?
No.
I was like waiting for something.
Real info here. We try to we try to tone ourselves back. We're pretty bad.
So it carries into other lifts as well, but also really the compound movements like squats and deadlifts and bench, it really is what overloads your muscles the most. So for me, my legs completely transformed when I started squatting and deadlifting more frequently, because before I was always kind of like doing a little bit of, you know, accessory work, but I wasn't really, like, I guess I would say lifting heavy.
Yeah.
And as Lauren said, a lot of people think of powerlifting as like, oh, I'm only going to go in and do like 3 reps or something. But no, like I have higher rep days, which also you get hypertrophy benefits from that as well. So for me, so I follow a powerlifting type program with accessory work added in. So I would say I mainly focus on my powerlifting, but then also I add in a lot of high rep stuff as Lauren mentioned, especially for upper body. And with powerlifting, it is more taxing from, you know, squats and deadlifts are very exhausting and, you know, really heavy weight. So typically the accessory work that I do add in, if I do add in any for legs, which I don't add in much, is lower rep or blood flow restriction type work. which is a technique that I incorporate a lot, especially for, you know, shoulders and hamstrings and quads. So, well, not so much quads because mine are kind of like
huge,
overtaking.
Huge and jacked. Yeah, you always hear ladies like, oh, like I want to tone. And who knows what that means, but that probably means lose some kind of body fat and gain some kind of muscle. And what's going to burn more calories or raise your metabolism or build muscle more than like a set of 10 on squats?
I think when they're talking about toning, I think most people are just referring to just trying to like lose weight.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And they're not really thinking of the goal of gaining muscle. But when you gain muscle and you have more muscle, you make your body work for you instead of you being a slave to your body all the time trying to figure out ways to burn calories.
And like you said, Katie, you can now eat more food.
Right, exactly. Like I'm eating more than I ever could before. Yeah. You know, I used to be at a place where I ate like 1,300 calories and did cardio twice a day and couldn't lose weight. But by, you know, reverse dieting and also building more muscle, I can eat more now. So it's definitely, and I think a lot of people focus on weight loss as opposed to body composition changes. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important not to get so focused on the scale, which I know it's hard for me too. You know, it's hard for all of us.
Especially with weight classes and stuff like that.
Especially with like, you know, having to weigh yourself and check in with your coach or whatever. But two, even if the scale is going up a little bit and you're seeing changes in the mirror, your measurements are going up. That's actually the ideal. Right. Like if you're maintaining weight and your measurements are changing, because it means that you're like, you're gaining muscle, you know, if you're not, you know, so I think a lot of women, especially they focus too much on the scale weight as opposed to,
I'd say
physique
dudes
changes.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, men do too.
So I weigh myself almost daily just to kind of see where I'm at.
Yeah.
Make sure I'm just – because I don't track stuff. Mm. You know, I know a lot of people do, but I don't track anything. And so I just like – that's my tracking is to just weigh myself. Do I weigh more? Do I weigh less? But am I heading in the right direction?
You've internalized so much of that stuff now, though. I mean, you know what you can eat and get away with. And
I had to take the batteries out of my scale because I was getting all sad. I got fat.
You just like threw it out.
I literally did. I took the battery out.
Fuck this thing.
Can you just...
You don't claim me, bitch.
Give us a short definition of reverse dieting, because we talked about it a little bit in this episode.
So reverse dieting is where, well, you slowly increase calories because your metabolism, just as it adapts.
Oh my God, I was doing it wrong.
Just as your metabolism.
I thought it was just the opposite of dieting. I've been fucking up the whole time.
Just like eating as much as you can.
Yeah.
So you slowly, well, Lauren can also talk about it too, but because we've both gone through this multiple times.
We'll just throw out some numbers. Just make up some numbers.
An example.
As an example.
So you ended your...
Somebody's at 1,700 calories. Yeah. They want to bump them up to 2,300.
Well, I ended my prep last year in November at, I think it was like 160 grams of carbs, 50 grams of fat, and like 160 protein. Mm-hmm. And so that was about, I don't know how many calories that is, because I think in macros, I don't really think in calories.
Right.
So then by the end, I actually was able to maintain within like 3 pounds of my stage weight, and I was at 320 carbs this past May. 80 fat and about the same protein by slowly increasing it, because my metabolism was adapting to those changes. It's very small each week.
You're just adding 5 grams of fat and 10 carbs every 2 weeks or something.
Or less than that. Usually it's each week changing.
Depending on who you're
small.
Working with, if you're working with yourself or if you're working with a coach, if you're working with a coach, usually you're going to check in once a week.
Right.
And then you'll make changes based on, it's all client preference. If somebody wants to aggressively add in calories, then you know that there is a chance that you will gain more weight. Not everyone does, but, if the client wants to, you know, add more food, then you're more aggressive. And then if somebody's like, I want to be very conservative, I need to maintain this look for XYZ reasons, then you go slower. And it's really dependent on each week, which is very frustrating. A lot of people want, give me numbers, give me percentages. It really depends. Everything in, I always say, I'm like, oh, it depends. And everyone hates that answer so much because, but it really does.
That's how the human body works. Right. It doesn't work in like a straight line either.
Some
way,
weeks
going
you can
anywhere.
Add in a bunch of food and it won't even be affected. And then other weeks you can add in none and you'll gain weight.
Right.
So it's really, really, you have to be really honest with yourself and honest if you are working with someone with them to maximize that.
I just want to lose like 4 pounds.
Just right off your hips.
Yeah. You guys remember that from Mean Girls?
Is butter a carb?
Yeah. Is dick a carb?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they're eating those bars.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The weight gaining bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate those bars. My coach makes me eat tons of them to gain weight, and she just flips out.
Yeah, I literally just saw it 2 weeks ago. I'd never seen it before.
Oh, my God. That movie's amazing.
It's good. It's kind of like Pitch Perfect.
That's it's just funny. The girl says 4 pounds. Like, it's such a random, like, I just want to lose like 4 pounds.
Pitch Perfect is a great movie.
Pitch Perfect is amazing.
You got to see it.
Really? You've
never
seen
it? It's really good. With Fat Amy?
Fat Amy.
No. Yeah, so good. Go
just,
watch it.
Yeah. Lane's been like pissed off at me this whole time. He's like, never seen that movie? And he gets like,
he gets upset. He's like,
I had to watch it because of these guys.
Yeah, Pitch Perfect's good.
They're
good.
Huge fans. I couldn't converse until I saw it. So
that's like number 10 on my list.
Yeah. Number 10.
I haven't seen the sequel.
What do you got? Braveheart probably is up there.
Oh, I've seen that.
Okay,
what was
good.
That other old school.
You yeah, you've never seen Old School?
No.
Old School is good.
I've never seen Old
School. Old
School
is literally top 5 funniest movies ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty damn
good. We can't be friends until you watch that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Vince Vaughn?
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn's amazing.
Oh, he's in that?
Vince Vaughn, Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Luke Wilson.
I can't do Will.
What else are you girls into?
Yeah, what are hobbies?
Other than being meatheads.
Yeah, walking around in stripper heels.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
I mean...
Movies, books, music.
I do like reading.
Yeah, see?
I mean,
well, you're in school, Lauren, right?
Well, yeah, I'm so busy with school. Grad school is a lot. It's just different than undergrad, and then taking on the project. You always think it's going to be something, and then it's
and you have
not.
A fat, disgusting, powerlifting boyfriend. That's got to take up a lot of your time.
Yeah. So yeah, school. You know, training, competing, traveling,
yeah,
all
it takes
that.
Up,
it's
I mean,
really
if you compete, especially if you do. Well, at least I know for me. I mean, you had a meet earlier this year, so you're always kind of focusing on something.
Yeah.
If you're doing powerlifting or figure, it's like,
oh,
the
consumes
next show,
you.
And yeah, it can get really crazy. So it doesn't leave a lot of time for much else, you know, especially you know if you have a career.
But you got time for Instagram.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Always time
work.
For Instagram.
Required.
Yeah.
Is
I gotta work. On
yeah.
That.
Jobs? You guys work?
Yeah.
What do we got
we
going on?
We have our
on?
Own businesses.
Yeah. So I actually worked in finance.
Can't talk about it.
Well.
No, we're allowed to talk about it.
Yeah.
Was that that stripper shoe site?
Yeah. That's
she plugs it. That's their secret
yeah.
website.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So what you guys do? What you got? Plug away. Hit it.
I actually recently transitioned jobs. So I worked in finance. I have a finance degree. And I worked in kind of a corporate cubicle office.
She said
office.
Transition. I said, thank God. I was like, you're talking about work. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of changes.
We got a lot of changes.
Yeah.
We got a lot of serious
yeah,
guests.
I know,
yes.
I know. So I worked in corporate finance until earlier this year, and I transitioned into coaching. So now
okay.
I have
oh,
my own
awesome.
LLC, and I coach yes. and do nutritional recommendations. And
you got
training.
A website or anything? Plug away.
I don't have a website.
That's Instagram?
In the,
what you got? Email?
It's in the works. Yeah. So my Instagram is KatieAnn100, and then I also have a Facebook, which is I think Katie.Rutherford, I don't something. Katie
well,
and
follow
on,
Instagram.
Yeah, yeah,
if you
yeah. yeah. And then I have a YouTube channel, which is just under my profile, which is Katie Ann, and I think that's it. KatieAnnFit@gmail.com.
Lauren, you do some coaching and school.
Yes. So I'm still, I went right from undergrad into graduate school, and mm-hmm. then after nationals, Lane was like, "You need to start this coaching. You need to get." Get on top of everything, start the Facebook, start the YouTube, mm-hmm. all these things, get connected with social media because I kind of live under a rock. LaurenConlin.com is my website. I offer very similar, training, nutrition consultation, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Also stage and posing presentation,
Skype.
I do Skype.
Dance
so,
back and
yeah.
forth.
Only Skype, girls.
Sell underwear.
Only girls.
The whole thing.
That's an important point.
So yeah, so Lauren.
So you might have one client because we only have 3 listeners divided by 2.
Okay.
This is so
yeah,
not
sorry,
true,
okay.
but anyway. Sorry.
I do work with guys too.
Oh?
Not on
yeah,
Skype.
Me too.
Oh.
That's
don't great.
Do Skype.
So they go to Skype Conlon. And Fat Ryan just shows up naked.
Oh my God.
Hey, I'll help you pose.
He could make money that we don't want to talk about.
Oh yeah, we'll set his website up.
Yeah.
So everything's the same name, Lauren Conlin. My Instagram, my website, laurenconlin.com.
Lauren with an I.
Lauren with an I.
That's a little weird.
Sorry.
We have a Lauren with an O, and it's a guy in here.
Yeah, exactly.
That really threw me off yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, everyone
I know.
Was screaming at you.
Yeah,
I know.
Get it, bro. Go,
like,
Lauren.
I was like, is Lauren going to go deadlift like 600 pounds?
She's feeling great today. I also have a YouTube channel where I awkwardly talk to the camera and just kind of put out content. So that's also Lauren Conlin. And my Facebook is Lauren Conlin, IFBB Pro.
Boom. What's next? Competitions? Nationals, Katie?
Yeah, nationals for powerlifting.
So chilling a little bit on the figure stuff?
Yeah, I'm not really really sure what I'm going to do for figure. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, I did some national shows earlier this year for NPC. So I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but so just focusing kind of on nationals for powerlifting.
What's the goal right at now. Nationals?
The goal would be to, hopefully win the junior class. So either in 63 or 72, depending which weight class.
Depending on what we eat tonight.
I know, right? I haven't weighed in a while. And set the junior national record for squat. So I think I
squat. What's that at? Do you know what it is?
I actually tied it for 72, which is 347 point something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So you have to chip it.
349 or something.
Yeah. So I'd have to chip that if I competed in 72, and then for 63, I think it's pretty low. I think it's like 315 or something.
Yeah, super low.
Kill that, yeah.
So
it just depends on how much you eat between now and then. Yeah.
Or, you know, significantly lower than the 72. So that would be the goal.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Or at least get on the podium for juniors, and then, you know, do as well as I can.
What's harder to prepare for, a powerlifting meet or one of these figure shows?
They're so different.
Oh, yeah.
They're so different.
Bikini for me.
Which one do you need to bring more shit to?
To the actual show?
Oh. They're about even. Yeah. Well,
not for me, but...
Well, see, for me, I take so much shit everywhere. I, like, take, like... I think I brought, like...
You were having
bags.
A picnic in the middle of super training. You had snacks. And
yeah. No, I bring a bag
blanket
of food
laid
me
out. Yeah.
Everywhere
yeah,
I go.
Yeah, food, makeup.
Yeah. I have, like... I mean, I could last a week. I'm always
Are you
prepared.
A survivalist, yeah. just in case the apocalypse
yeah.
comes?
Yeah.
I don't know if we covered this at all, but what were your athletic backgrounds before?
We did not.
Go ahead.
I rode horses my entire life, so equestrian, and then I did track and cross country in high school.
Okay.
And then when I got to college, I was really overrunning, and that's when I started lifting and training. I did my first show when I was 19. So I was kind of always, I didn't really know what the hell I was doing, but I've always been into this kind of stuff.
Which is pretty young, wouldn't you say, for, you know,
yeah,
competing.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
You know, most of the girls
are. Are there a lot of pervs in this thing?
Yeah, your
like
judges.
Like the coaches
or,
and stuff, yeah. like, oh, I'll coach you, I'll show you how to pose. Like, there's got to be some creepers
around,
right? I've
heard some crazy stories from girls, and I mean, again, like, do you have a brain?
right.
So, like, oh, I need to feel the water. Like, you can't see it? You know, I don't know.
Does that to me all the time. That doesn't work?
Mm-hmm.
It works for some girls, so I don't know. I mean, people can really take advantage of...
Right.
I think a lot of people like to take advantage of that. But you just have to be smart and be like,
And Katie, what was your background?
So I actually I've always been into athletics. So I played tennis until high school, and then I ran track and cross country in high school. And I was going to run in college. I ran distance, surprisingly.
Were you a Buckeye?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You were?
We both ran distance.
I went to Ohio State.
Oh.
Yeah. So I ran, the mile was my best event, and also 800. But I was going to run in college, but then got injured, and that's when I started weightlifting. And I was like, screw running, I hate cardio. And I was like, okay, I like weightlifting a lot more than doing like mile repeats. So I switched over and it was kind of a transition.
Mm-hmm.
But the injury really was, you know, pretty devastating for me at the time, because I was planning on running on scholarship in college.
Right.
But then it kind of led me in a different direction, and, you know.
Worked out okay?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Pretty goddamn cool.
Awesome. Left the cardio behind.
Yeah.
who like oils you guys up or whatever for stage, or tans you guys up? You tan each other, or you have a tanner.
I knew this was coming.
Someone's got a tanning story.
Oh God.
You got.
So we do base tans beforehand. That's what Katie was talking about earlier. So we typically, if we're together for photo shoots, that's why I don't look like Casper right now.
Good thing I have this on, because I.
So we do base tans. Like, ProTan is like, you know, a great company.
Right.
So we buy the stuff and then we do it beforehand. So like whenever we're together.
They don't want to buy it anymore though. So you could just ship them some fucking ProTan.
No, ProTan's
They're
great.
Both pros. They're fucking stud powerlifters. God damn. Can we get some tan around here?
Get some tan?
You need some too.
Yeah, send me some shit.
Yeah. We need a booth set up here. That's what we need.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then typically
spray booth.
The usually whatever host tanner company is there, they do all that, and the good companies have girls do it, so it's not uncomfortable.
Right.
It's not
gross.
Right. Yeah. Right. So usually, although I have at one show I was at, it was terrible. The way it was set up, it wasn't like a professional company, and there was just this, like, it was on stage. We were getting tanned in the back.
Oh my God.
Sketchy. It was like in the back. We were getting touch-ups. And there was no curtain. There was just a curtain on like one side, and there was no curtain on the other side. And I'm, you know, completely naked, getting tanned, and I'm like, okay, oh my God. I'm like going on stage, and I'm like, ah. And I think it was my first show. I can't remember what show it was. But then I look over, and there's just like two security guys just standing on the other side.
Loving it. Yeah. Just, cell phones out.
Just watching. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you know, whatever. So you kind of, you're... I don't know. You get used to, I guess.
Weird stuff goes on at the show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just kind of like, see me naked or smell whatever.
The girls are all changing and stuff in front of each other.
And we're so tired. Yeah. Like, I don't even
we're
care.
Just, we've dieted and we're just ready to.
Let's just get
ready for some rapid fire. Let's go. Favorite food?
Oh, gosh.
Peanut butter and steak.
Mm. Together?
Well,
I've done that.
You could.
All right.
Oh, me, Katie? Breakfast food. So, like, eggs. Toast.
Bacon, sausage, that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah. Pancakes, waffles.
Favorite movie?
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe Mean Girls.
Oh.
Love that one. Yeah, I mean, it's like you can reference it. Well, and also Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids pretty funny.
Yeah.
Bridesmaids pretty funny.
You're like, oh, shit.
I don't know. I pass on the movie.
You don't watch movies?
Not a lot.
Oh.
Well, I don't either.
Hollywood cried.
What else? Rapid fire.
Favorite music? Band? Artist?
Slipknot. My playlist is like...
Slipknot.
ADD to the max.
Katy Perry? Justin Bieber?
Oh, I like Katy.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
Mark likes Katy Perry.
No, I like
There's Katy a secret Perry. Fact about Mark.
I'll I love... She's great live.
I love
It's kind of hard
too,
not to like Katy Perry.
Some rock and... I don't know.
See, Katie doesn't listen to music. I don't watch movies, apparently.
No, I listen to Pandora. That's just...
Yeah, just let it go.
It just plays whatever, and you just...
Pandora is your music coach.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like my music is all over the place. Like, it goes from, like, Lana Del Rey to...
While hard. Working out?
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta zone out. Like, it's, like, meditative. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard rock, though, or, like...
When you're angry.
Rap, or...
Some
hip-hop.
Shit like that.
Yeah. It goes all over the place.
What about pizza? You guys into pizza?
Yeah.
I don't like cheese.
No.
Oh, I know.
That's
I'm
so
not
sad.
Like a huge
pizza
person.
I love pizza.
You guys are off the team.
I just want bready, like, pancakes. Like, that's what I want.
Pancakes are good.
Like, if I want something.
Chocolate chip pancakes.
Oh, that's really good. Did you go to Hash House of Go-Go in Vegas?
No.
Snickers pancake.
It literally looks like they took a giant pancake, loaded a shotgun with the Snickers, and shot it straight into that thing. Just
no, there's
it's fucking
place.
Amazing.
There's
it's pretty good.
There's like bits of Snickers
Florida.
All over it.
Oh,
pretty goddamn.
And we go there. It has like a huge line on the weekends, and they always have the specialty pancakes. And the one time we went, it was like chalk chip cookie dough, and they literally had like they took like an ice cream scooper of cookie dough and just like put it on
cookie dough.
Oh my God, cookie dough is very good.
Yeah.
Cookie dough is a great invention.
There's a local place here. I think I had you try it, Smelly. They make a protein cookie dough, and it's just raw.
Yeah, it's pretty
what
good.
Is that?
So
what is it
good. I forgot. But they're local. They're
amazing.
No, they just ship it. I think there's not even a store. It's like a little.
Do
I don't know.
Any?
Yeah, we can find some. My girlfriend has some. It's so
I can't fix that right
good.
Now.
Hey,
it looks like an ice cream sundae, but it's just cookie dough, and you eat it with a spoon.
Wow,
it's good.
Oh, I need that.
I love cookie dough.
That sounds
Post
delicious.
Deadlift today. Mm-hmm. Cookie dough games.
Time to deadlift. Ladies deadlift day.
Yeah.
Who runs the world?
Try not
girls?
To piss yourself.
Who runs the world?
I know. I was thinking about that. I was like, shit. Should have brought like,
we got some high quality
pants?
Cameras. Who knows what we picked up on those things.
High def.
Those cameras are so good they see Mark's farts.
Yeah.
That's how high def they are.
Yeah. They're actually yellow.
It's weird.
Me. Yeah.
Not
like,
brown.
Yeah.
Filtered. It's the Zortex in your panties. What do you guys know about Zortex? Nothing?
Zortex?
What? Zortex.
I know what that is.
I mean, maybe. If you're as gross as we are, we
no,
you know.
No, I don't.
It's like fart-proof underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Zortex technology to, like,
charcoal.
Get rid of the smell.
It's a charcoal...
So Ryan could use that?
Yeah. It's a poor charcoal-based, like, filtration system for farts.
Mm-hmm. You can trap your... You can trap your farts
Google
like...
Google Zortex.
You trap your farts like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Put them into a giant fucking vault.
Yeah, and then put
keep,
it in everyone's
keep
face.
Keep them for later.
You gotta log
them. For later.
Like,
that's excellent.
Yeah.
It could be like a weapon.
Yeah.
It could be.
Like, oh, I remember
chemical
that one.
Warfare.
That one's from 2014.
Oh, my God.
Any fucking way.
We're
I think
gross.
We're out of here.
Yeah.
Multiply your hustle, multiply your muscle, and may all your shits be tapered. I'm at Mark Smellybell on Twitter and Instagram. Later, bitches.
Yeah.
Silent Mike 2K's Instagram and Twitter. Silent Mike 95 on the YouTubes.
I'm Jimmy D, STTV on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the show on Instagram at Mark Bell's Powercast. Facebook.com/SuperTrainingJim. Twitter and Periscope at STJimSack. Good job, ladies.
Ouch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of